Let me tell you a story, or rather a memory, but an actual fact. It happened not far from here. In the woods, there's a bridge, a great iron thing stretching across a deep ditch. For as long as I can remember, it's looked like it was being fixed, though I've never seen anyone near it, or for that matter, cross it. On walks from a distance, I had always seen the pattern of thick silvery lines covering it as a fence or cables for the mending. Often there were sounds coming from the bridge, a sort of steady, unhurried knocking, which I had heard as the calm work of repairs. It was soporific, and I was grateful. Walking often at night, when sleep was ignoring me. On each passing, the sound seemed more attractive, a little spellbinding. I found myself drawing a little closer each time, listening to hear its unusual drumming, admiring the pale, silky wires caught in the moonlight, becoming gossamer-like. One particularly restless night, I heard for the first time that familiar knocking, but right here, from my bed. It wasn't just louder. It was closer. I rose from my unhelpful sheets, and somehow, like a trick of the light or a spin of the coin, found myself already outside when I stood upright. I took one step, and there was the end of my street. Another step, and I was at the edge of the woods. Ivy climbing over my feet like I'd been here for years. The moon dimly lit the path, guiding me through the woods to the bridge. A last nervous but unapologetic look she shed, and then hid behind a bundle of agitated clouds. All was now still and hushed, except for that familiar knock. I realised there was no fencing or wiring at all. Pale patterns of threads glowed with a quality quite unlike anything I'd seen. I want to see closer. I take one step onto the bridge, then another, and another. The unearthly roll of that drum continues. It pulsed an unfamiliar feeling through my bones. Those delicate strings vibrating all around to each knock on this iron crossing. A chill begins to creep along my spine as I spy something else at the far end. It's moving. Whoa, something ugly is striking the bridge. Long, narrow and rough, this thing rises up slowly, is frozen for a moment in the watery light, before repeating to beat the bridge into a ripple of threads around me. I peered and strained my tired eyes and can just make out 8 pitch black marbles. And they know I am here. I try and turn, but too late. I'm strangely exhausted, closer to sleep than I've felt in weeks. As my eyelids slip, I recognise eyes in those beady black orbs. All 8 on me. Then total darkness. I am weightless and dream of sleeping in a tight, tight wrap, a blanket of pale silk rope.
When I really hoped she managed to get some peaceful rest, poor soul. Another good reminder to keep your wits about you when you're out there in the wilderness. It makes me thankful to be here in this place, you know? As forsaken as it often feels. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, HQ. At least when I go to sleep, I have dreams about my training, and they help me feel just a little bit less marooned.
You know what you're up to?
Report what you hear when you are not near. Report what you hear when you are not near. Say what you see. 83.
They're not a train.
Say what you see. 83.
They're not a train.
Say what you see. 83.
They're not a train.
Say what you see.
You're not a stranger.
Yes, there's definitely something going on with this frequency. It sounds so eager. Come on, speak to me. What are you trying to say? trying to explain something. Yes, I think it is. Hold on. Let me try something. So we're on about 1500. Okay, 1500. 1500, this is Outpost 83. I'm under the impression you've got something to explain. Did you hear that? I think we're onto something. Right, go ahead. Okay, perhaps it's some sort of morph. You got your morph books out back there? Leonard, get the morph books. Dot, dash, do you reckon? I don't know, maybe it's not Morse. I should have gone to Morse Club. Okay, 1500, are you in distress? I guess no news is good news. Okay, 1500, do you need supplies wherever you are? Are you after supplies? Well, I call that a resounding yes. How are we going to find out what kind of supplies they need? Okay, 1500. Are you after food? Is it food and drink supplies you're after? I'm going to say that's both. They want food and drink, Leonard. They want food and drink. Wow, we have to find out where they are. Listen, HQ, you're going to have to do some triangulation on this one. As I say, it's about 1500 on the medium wave. You know, perhaps we've got some friends in the area who could pop by and do a drop-off or something. I mean, they're more than welcome to come here, not that we've got much, but whatever it is they're trying to say, I'd really like to help them out. I know what it was like when I was run out of cod liver oil up here. I was in a dreadful state.
If the question is,
do you remember when you were small?
Then the answer is, fear swim. Do come in.
The water is terrifying.
Hey, an angel be flower, fly forever green. Hold immortal in its joy lie.
Must have.
See, seed the tiger.
Tiger.
Team, what? Woo.
End.
Hello, hi, yeah, is that the helpline? I would love some help, I would actually quite like a lot of help, to be perfectly honest with you. Can I explain the problem? Yeah, sure. I think I'm losing my marbles. I have, yes, I did have marbles earlier. But it would appear that at the minute I'm struggling to locate them. Okay. No. The last time I had the marbles was, I had my marbles this morning and last night, but today I just know they've just completely gone. Yeah, I do actually have an idea. What I suspect has happened is that I'm slowly going into a different dimension. Yeah, as much as I like this one, and I really do, I've enjoyed it for 38 years, this dimension has been great. It's everything I could wish for from a dimension. But this other dimension, it's very, very persuasive. It's taken my marbles. If I don't find them within the next, I don't know, 48, 72 hours, I think I'm at risk of never having marbles. And it's funny. funny because just last Wednesday I found a marble at work. It was in the grass. So, you know, I hate to think where the owner of that marble is now. Because I've got that one of their marbles anyway. I don't know how many, you know, we're supposed to have, but I don't even have one. I think they've all gone. Yeah, if you can help me within the next 48, 72 hours, then maybe I might be able to stay in this dimension. Otherwise, I think you're going to be hearing from me again, but with a lot more problems, because I've got a feeling that being a newbie in the next dimension could be problematic. So, keep your phone lines open. I'd really love to speak to you again, should the marble situation deteriorate further. And, you know, I appreciate the ear and everything you can do for me. Do give me a call. I left your number with your volunteer. I don't think I'm going to bother looking for them anymore. You know, this other dimension's doing quite a good job of persuading me just to give in freely, just to let go. I'm going to go for it. I think, speak to you soon. I'm going to keep this little yellow marble. If anybody rings up saying, oh, I've lost my marbles, ask them if they've got a yellow one, and then give me a call. It might turn out okay, I suppose, but we'll see, eh? Okay, see ya. Thanks again, guys. Alright, till next time, bye.
Well, that just goes to show the importance of reaching out, don't you think, HQ? Some people really are there to help, no matter what the issue is. Hey, here's an idea. If old Len is going to kick up a fuss at the prospect of anyone or anything actually coming here, then what if I set up a sort of call center or switchboard here at the outpost? But maybe I could help someone. At least try. I'm more than confident that, that our equipment would be up to it. And you could help spread the word for us, HQ. What do you think, Len? Fancy a new project? Right. As you are. Okay. Okay, Len. As you are. I think we'd best put that idea on ice for now, HQ. Leonard has made his point. I'm probably getting a bit carried away anyway. Did you have a piece of music or something you wanted to play, Leonard? Okay then. Press play. Thank you. Well, thank you, Leonard. Thank you for that. Now listen, HQ. You've got to help me to help you. If there's any conclusions or instructions you're sitting on about these reports, then don't be put off by old Leonard there. He'll come around. Okay. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for what I assume was your attention. And I'll check in again soon, okay? 83 out. What if I made us some special headsets for our switchboard, eh? Everyone likes a special headset. Don't tell me you don't want one, Leonard. I'll let you write your name on it.
Limbo Gunway is a radio limbo production from Limbo Tapes. For full credits, see the episode notes. Yes, and if you like the show and want to see more of it, please tell your friends about it and consider joining us at patreon.com/radiolimbo. Thank you.